Government. We have a confederation. The confederation doesn't work. These 13 states, you have this economic dislocation that occurs. If you're little old Rhode Island and you make up 0.8% of the population and you can basically hijack the agenda for the other 12 states, or if I'm Maryland and you're Virginia and I can put a prohibitive tax on you so we're not going to have interstate commerce, there are going to be some problems that are going to occur. So we're an insecure country, 13 original states, basically the East Coast without the Deep South. The rest of the country is owned by who? Spain, France, Great Britain, if you include Alaska and Northern California, the Russian Empire. Right? We need to be strong enough to protect ourselves. So on one hand, you need a national unifying figure. But on the other hand, there is going to be a deep suspicion towards having monarchy. So there needs to be unity and strength, but there also needs to be protection against the abuse of power in the hands of one individual, to have another king. Now, there's an interesting question that was raised to Professor Amar at the end of the session, which was about this traditional third term, that George Washington hangs it up, says no more for me after two terms, right? Doesn't even lose an electoral college vote. I guess we should probably tell the current president about that record. Right? And then you have seven presidents after George Washington who could have won a third term that did not. And then even when we did renovate the Constitution and prohibited more than two terms, there were seven opportunities for a political party to win a third term. In four of those, we had a popular outgoing incumbent president, Reagan, Eisenhower, Clinton, and Obama. And only one out of those seven times did a political party win a third term. And that was in 1988, when George H.W. Bush, the sitting vice president for Ronald Reagan, was able to defeat Michael Dukakis. And if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live or John Lovett, how am I losing to this guy? You may know that late into the summer, Michael Dukakis had a double-digit lead in that election. So it's really hard to win a third term, even for a political party. And what was spellbinding about the session earlier, the influence that George Washington had in creating the presidency. So what should the president be like? Just a couple weeks before the convention concludes, there was a suggestion by Benjamin Franklin.